Good morning and happy Monday! I'm Monica Wofford, and this is your Monday Moment. It's a question of, does respect follow or lead? Now, respect has been the subject of many coaching conversations this week. For example, questions like, do those you lead need to respect you? Or do you need to respect those you lead? Which comes first? Which one does a leader need or need to lead with when managing employees have come up? And it's these questions and more that are the focus of this Monday Moment. First, let's look at an old adage. And there's an old saying many human resource leaders share when mediating conflict among managers and employees. It goes something like this. You don't have to like those you work with. You just have to respect them. Well, you've heard it, I'm sure. But is it just me who thinks this is a bit harder to do than one might believe? How do you respect someone you don't even like, particularly when they're the focus of an HR conversation or conflict? Well, for starters, you shift your focus onto something about him or her that you can or do respect. Second, you stop expecting the behavior of your employee or your leader's behavior to fulfill every facet of your definition of respect. In other words, perhaps as the old adage goes, you stop believing you have to like the person as someone with whom you would be friends in order to be able to respect them, or their title, or their opinion, or their insight, or their actions. Secondly, let's consider that it's a given. In the workplace, it's a given that leaders, managers, and bosses must respect their employees if they wish for those employees to become willing followers. It's a given that employees and team members must respect their leader if there is to be a reasonable expectation of that leader doing anything other than the bare minimum for the employee. Anything beyond the bare minimum would include meaningful recognition, employee development, or special consideration of projects assigned, for example, that might lead to future growth, visibility, or the employee's desired direction. This given, however, does set up a complex system in that leaders have a title that in some ways commands respect. Employees do not. Some leaders lean on their title as a way of demanding respect and to some degree dehumanizing the relationship facilitated by their role. These efforts are a recipe for diminished credibility and a host of other workplace problems that usually follow. So what may be a given is not all that is given. A leader's title is not the real reason employees will respect a person in a leadership role. It may be the reason they'll end up showing respect in some way, shape, or form. But if you really want employees to respect your direction, decisions, and desires, different actions may be needed. So, what do you do? Now, many in leadership roles will read this advice and say, okay, so what do I do with that? Or what do I do about respect? What you do is look at leadership as a people-centric position. If a boss wants to earn respect, he or she must give respect. If a manager wants to be respected, he or she must show respect of others. How would you want others to treat you? What do you need from those you lead? What do they need from you? This all boils down to knowing those you lead and using emotional intelligence principles when leading. So what do you do? Well, stop and look at the world through an employee's eyes. Do they value stability? Well, then provide them that, or explain at least why you can't. Do they value communication? Give them more or share more details. Do they value a strong leadership style? Then give them the direction they crave. Do they wish for more independence? Then provide the autonomy they wish you shared. And then be patient. If you've spent weeks, months, or years leaning on a title or position to earn you respect and get your message heard, it's likely trust and credibility have both suffered. Earning both of those back, much like earning respect, is a process. It's a marathon, not a sprint. And each and every employee action or complaint or demonstration of resistance is an indication that you've got a little further to go before you get to the finish line. Respect is much like people, much like the concept of love, much like the application of trust or authenticity, a multifaceted quality. Respect is a multifaceted quality. It's not something that is commanded long term and usually entails a matching of words and actions. Respect is not something that lasts past day one if you fail to remember it's people you're leading instead of a herd of non-thinking human capital assets. People respond to what they're given and to what is held back. And if it's respect you feel you lack, look first at how much you're giving back to those you lead. I'm Monica Wofford, and that's your Monday Moment. Have a great week, an even better Monday, and of course, stay contagious.